leçons de Business English, l'anglais commercial. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Ici Michel Joseph. Hello, I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait! Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h temps universel sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com et en ondes courtes le samedi et le dimanche à 20h temps universel. Ne ratez pas English USA. English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation. Des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Robin, une journaliste canadienne, fait un reportage sur des critères de choix de candidats politiques. Elle tend son micro à trois personnes qui donnent leur avis et des critères de choix, parfois surprenants. Écoutons ce micro-trottoir. Nous allons écouter Robin et ses trois interviewés. Vous répondrez vrai ou faux, true or false, à ces deux énoncés. 1. L'habillement des candidats est important pour Mariam. 2. Pour Jacques, le niveau d'éducation des candidats est moins important que leur programme. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. De quel genre de candidat ne veut pas Mariam? 2. Qui mort regarde-t-il? 3. Qu'est-ce que tous les candidats ont d'après Jacques? Vous allez enfin apprendre à exprimer une intention en utilisant le futur avec « will ».
Hello listeners, I'm Robin Dwight. Today I will be speaking to three very different people about how people choose a candidate during an election in this part of the world. Mariam, let's start with you.
The way a candidate dresses is very important to me. The right candidate must have elegance and use body language. Their hands, their voice, and their eyes are extremely important.
Moore, what do you think?
It's simple. I'll look at their wives or husbands. If they look happy, good. That means the candidate will make us happy.
Oh, come on.
Jacques, it sounds like you disagree. What do you look for in a candidate?
Most importantly, I consider the education level. We don't want ignorant people in office. We need educated candidates with a good program.
But Jacques, we can't trust their programs. Many candidates have nice promises and nice manners, but they will change their programs once they're elected.
Why not vote for the candidate you know personally? I will vote for my neighbor. He's a good candidate and a nice neighbor.
But he's not very handsome, and I don't like his accent.
I will vote for a candidate who will reduce prices and raise workers' salary.
Jacques, you don't agree.
Of course, I disagree. I have no salary. I run a small business, so I will vote for the candidate who will increase prices and decrease salaries.
Jacques, I'm so glad you're not a candidate. Nous avons entendu Robin s'entretenir avec Mariam, Maure et Jacques. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. L'habillement des candidats est important pour Mariam. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Pour Jacques, le niveau d'éducation des candidats est moins important que leur programme. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. De quel genre de candidat ne veut pas Mariam? De candidat ignorant. 2. Qui mort regarde-t-il? Les femmes des candidats et les maris des candidates. 3. Qu'est-ce que tous les candidats ont, d'après Jacques? Une bonne éducation et de belles promesses. Écoutez et répétez ces phrases de Maure et de Jacques.
I will vote for my neighbor. I will vote for a candidate who will reduce prices.
I will vote for the candidate who will increase prices.
Mort et Jacques ont utilisé le futur simple avec will, qui est invariable à toutes les personnes. On pourrait dire, he will change the law. He will improve agriculture. Ce futur exprime des intentions, pas des actions certaines à venir. Vous pouvez aussi utiliser la contraction I'll ou he'll, etc. pour exprimer les actions futures et des intentions. Par exemple, I'll vote for my neighbor. He'll change the law. You make me proud. Vous avez entendu Robin et ses invités. Vous avez vu que les critères de sélection d'un candidat peuvent être très différents. Vous savez aussi exprimer des intentions avec will. Et vous, pour quel candidat voterez-vous? Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique, heureuse d'être de nouveau avec vous pour cette leçon d'anglais English USA. Au cours de cette leçon, vous retrouverez Martin Lerner qui assiste à un match de tennis. Il parle de sport et de loisirs avec un joueur de tennis et ses amis. Et vous allez apprendre à exprimer ce que vous aimez et ce que vous aimez faire. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. I like, j'aime. I like tennis. J'aime le tennis. Attention, avec un verbe, on compose la phrase de cette manière. I like to play tennis. J'aime jouer au tennis. I like to play tennis. Ou bien, I like playing tennis.
Thank you for talking with me, Daoud.
You're welcome. These are my friends. This is Juma, and this is Mona.
Hello, I'm Martin Lerner.
Martin is writing a story about me. He's a reporter.
Hi.
Hello. What newspaper do you write for?
I'm not a newspaper reporter. I'm a radio reporter.
Oh, I see. Do you like tennis?
Yes, I do. I play tennis, but I don't play very well. Do you play tennis?
No, I don't.
Mona, do you like tennis?
I like to watch. I don't play. Daoud is the only tennis player.
Daoud, do you like other sports?
I like some sports.
What sports do you like?
I like to watch track. I like the running and jumping.
Do you like track, Juma?
Yes, I do. I was a runner in school.
Do you run now?
No, I don't. I like to watch running.
Do you like other sports, Mona?
I like to watch. I don't do anything.
You don't swim or run or play tennis?
No, I don't do anything.
What do you like to watch?
I like to watch tennis. I like basketball.
What other sports do you play, Daoud?
I run.
Do you like running?
Sometimes. I run every day.
I run with Daoud sometimes.
Do you run, Mona?
No, I don't run.
What do you like to do?
I like to read. I like to cook. I like to travel. I like to shop.
Yes, she likes to shop.
What do you like to shop for?
I like to shop for clothes. Daoud likes to shop, too.
What do you like to shop for, Daoud?
I like to shop for clothes, too.
Daoud, you're a very good tennis player. When did you begin?
I began when I was 10 years old. I lived in Virginia. I began in school.
Did you like to play tennis?
Sometimes.
You liked to play sometimes?
I liked other sports, too. I liked swimming in the summer, and I liked running and other things.
On parle souvent de choses, d'événements, d'activités ou de gens qu'on aime. I like tennis. I like music. I like John. Écoutez d'abord quelques questions et quelques réponses.
Do you like tennis?
Yes, I do. Mona, do you like tennis?
I like to watch.
Daoud, do you like other sports?
I like some sports.
What sports do you like?
I like to watch track. I like the running and the jumping.
Do you like track, Juma?
Yes, I do.
Essayons ensemble de répondre à des questions. Do you like sports? Yes, I like some sports. I like running and jumping. À vous. Do you like sports? Do you like tennis? Yes, I like tennis. Do you like track? Yes, I like watching track. Pouvez-vous maintenant répondre aux questions de Martin? Essayez.
Do you like sports? Do you like tennis? Do you like swimming? Do you like running? Do you like track? What tennis players do you like, Daoud?
I like many tennis players. I like Jimmy Connors. I like Andre Agassi.
What tennis players do you like, Mona?
I like Daoud.
We all like Daoud.
I like, j'aime. You like, he likes, she likes. We like, you like, they like. I like sports. J'aime les sports. Do you like sports? I like tennis. Do you like tennis? I like swimming. J'aime la natation. Do you like swimming? Aimez-vous la natation? I like basketball. Do you like basketball? I like soccer. J'aime le football. Do you like soccer? I like running. J'aime courir. Do you like running? I like jumping. J'aime sauter. Do you like jumping? I like to shop. J'aime faire des courses. I like to work. J'aime travailler. I like to play. J'aime jouer. I like to watch. J'aime regarder. I like to watch tennis. I like to play chess. I like to work in the garden. À vous. Demandez à quelqu'un s'ils aiment quelque chose. De cette façon. Do you like to work? Do you like to work in the garden? Do you like to play? What kind of sports do you like? Quel genre de sport aimez-vous? What kind of sports do you like? I like tennis. I like swimming. I like running. I like basketball. I like soccer. What kind of music do you like? I like rock. I like jazz. I like opera. I like soukous. I like Cameroonian music. What kind of music do you like? Et la liste continue. What do you like? Did you like it? L'avez-vous aimé? Did you like it? Il ne sera pas trop difficile pour vous de vous exercer. Pensez à toutes vos activités courantes et à vos loisirs et dites à haute voix lesquelles vous aimez ou lesquelles vous n'aimez pas. I like to go to the market. I like going to the market. I like working at VOA. I like teaching you English. Ne manquez pas de nous retrouver la prochaine fois. Until then, practice your English. Maybe now we can switch page and go forward on the timeline in the future. So maybe we can ask Pierrette to ask ahead in the future.
Yes.
To ask Sidi Bey, why not? We want Pierrette to ask Sidi Bey something about the month in the future, ahead. Go ahead, Pierrette.
Yes. Hello? Sidi Bey, what will you do next month?
Okay. Next month, I will be traveling to the village. Yeah. I will be traveling to my village to work with my parents.
Wow.
Okay.
Perfect answer.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like that, Pierrette?
Yes.
Okay. How about you, Jeff, Pascal? What do you think of that?
About the answer or about the question?
The question was perfect. The answer was perfect. Are you happy with the lesson? Because I think we're all happy with the lesson.
Okay, I am happy, correct?
Is there something you want to add to this lesson before we say goodbye?
Okay, one example. Next month, please, next day, I will write a letter to Mother Michelle. Do you understand my example?
Okay, so you mean tomorrow or next month?
Tomorrow. Next day, I will write a letter to Mother Michelle.
Next day?
Next month, mm-hmm. next month yeah. We will celebrate my birthday.
Mm. Wonderful. God willing. Yes. Mm.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Example.
We will. That's mm-hmm. a good example. Mm-hmm. Next day, what do you think of the next day?
How do you feel next day?
Roger, what do you think of next day?
Tomorrow
is a bit more common.
I think tomorrow is the best. Next day, I will send a letter to Michelle.
Next day you see it for, let's say, mail. You want it to go the next day.
Right.
But it's, I think...
But to put it on a sentence, that would not sound... right.
Right. So yeah. I think Jeff meant tomorrow I will write a letter
yes.
to Ms. Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward.
I can ask a question, please.
Okay.
I can ask a question to anyone.
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. No need to be ready because every day she meet different questions. Okay.
Yes, so Pierrette, are you ready for his question?
Question for Pierrette.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, Pierrette, please. Okay, when will you arrive to my country, Pierrette?
I will arrive in your country next year.
Oh, that's a beautiful way. Well, I think we're going to thank everyone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, all of you, for participating. Hello. I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais, Michelle Joseph, ici au micro. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait. Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h, temps universel, sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com. Cliquez sur Apprenez l'anglais pour retrouver les leçons de tous les jours. Et les week-ends sur ondes courtes, le samedi et le dimanche à 20h30. pour mieux parler l'anglais, to speak better English, ne ratez pas English USA sur VOA Afrique.